Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Welcome to the Mucked Up Podcast. We are the Mucks. Every time before I start this intro, I forget what episode we're on. I think this is 22.
Really?
Type shit.
The real no jumper. To my left, I got Marty in the signature jersey. How you living, bro?
Thank you.
It's been a fucking time for you lately, man.
Yeah, you know, we had some holidays, a couple birthdays.
Couple plays.
You stay 2 weeks ahead of me forever.
Danny, what up, buddy?
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I got this hat from a girl that I gaslit, actually.
Nice.
It's a, thinking that this is just, it's kind of like a whorish aesthetic.
That's a great segue, or at least like a little. Yeah,
right. You call her a whore, and then she took the hat from
me. I'm like, you really go out with this shit? And she was like, well, it's for a costume. I'm like, bro, give me a shot. I'm going to throw it out. This is ridiculous.
A little,
and then I ghosted her, and I bring it out today.
Miss you.
So it's pretty twisted if she sees this. Like, it's like, are you antagonizing me? Did she like do something?
I just wanted to reach out again. Even if it's an argument.
Symbolism.
Still fishing.
That is, you know? I don't know what type of farming.
Top tier gaslighting and farming. It's gas farming.
Wow. Oil farming, really. If you really do enough science.
Yeah. Definitely like methane gas. Coming off the farm.
Do you want to talk about the Facebook?
You got to introduce Price.
Yeah, no, I'm not done.
Don't forget my brother.
I'm not off on Dana.
Wake it up. There you go.
I'm not off on Dana.
Don't forget my man. I'm just watching.
Careful.
Careful now.
I watch you.
Yeah, right.
I watch back.
Oh shit, he's on contract here.
Yeah, just start icing him out. Dude's got a player
pushing
option.
The price down.
Stop calling his number during a player option year.
Oh shit, I forgot this too.
The tracker?
Well, I kind of want to correlate it with the LED light. That'd be fire. Get it synchronized. Before we get to Price, I need to know the facial hair decision making process.
Yeah, let's get that.
I was really hot.
Okay, that's fair.
Now
it's in the plate lands.
Yeah, this is good for. And also I drool a lot.
All right,
so
see?
I take like a slight nap, and I just gotta like, you know.
This guy's a toddler.
Hygienic wise. Well, no, in my sleep. I forgot to add that part in. That's retarded. Top symptom.
So, why keep the mustache?
It's a coochie tickler.
Nice.
You know.
That's like the best type of reason you could have gave.
That's pretty cool. I would have never thought of that.
You know what I mean?
He's a natural.
Yeah. I get back. I'm not that selfish, bro.
You know what I mean? Gotta get
that. Just like a little clit tickly.
Yeah, because you know it holds on to that aroma for a little bit.
Savor it. Yeah. A little something for later. Just do a bump of that.
Like, a little bump?
That'll do.
Man, I wonder what she's doing right now.
You just get a bunch of memories back. Just for a little flashback.
You know, they say the smells and sounds bring back Alzheimer's patients to them.
Yeah, a little pheromoner.
Yeah. That's another form of memory.
Yeah, come on.
Price, man. What's going on?
What up?
We've been.
It's funny because I've kicked with you all like the past couple days. So.
Yeah.
You got shit to catch up on?
The most fake catch up ever. Like, how have you been?
How was your last 24 hours, brother?
I know exactly how you are. Yeah, right. The people don't need to know how we actually are. I think we could just get into the shits. I appreciate you, Dede, for getting into the gaslighting foreshadowing. We can jump right in. We have a little bit. We're not doing a list. There's too much light if we make a gaslighting list on how it will reflect on us as human beings. So we could just popcorn style it.
Let's do it.
And, I mean, Dede already cop to it. If you want to cop to it, feel free to cop to it. If you want to say, I did this in the past, I plan on doing this in the future, feel free to give it up. I wasn't comfortable with a list. I feel like I would just start giving it up.
Yeah, for sure.
Because some of these tactics, when I read them off this list, I'm like, wow, I do that. And I should stop doing that. Like, this was actually, like, going through this list was actually productive for me to be, like, be a better person.
And there's a couple you probably folded up and put right in your pocket.
It's
a double-edged sword on this fucking thing.
Yeah, it was probably 50-50.
You play to win the game.
I'll give my go-to right off the bat, start giving it up.
Yeah, go for it.
So, my favorite one, so I read this whole thing about when I was younger, like, you, like, emotions are a choice. So, like, if someone gets mad at me, I'll say, I'm sorry you're choosing to be upset about this.
Yeah. That's wicked.
Not take any accountability.
So
just like, I feel bad. I won't even say sorry.
I feel bad that you're choosing to feel this way.
Yeah, the choose word. the choose word and not actually apologizing is wicked.
Well, because you could easily choose to be happy. Just as easy as you could choose to be sad.
You could choose not to give a fuck.
Or you could, like, kind of, like, double back to it and say, you know what, well, I wouldn't be upset about that. You know?
Nah, yeah, that's, you can't do that.
I'm not going to hold you. Like, yeah, that's Price's like, bread and butter.
We might get triggered by a lot of this because we do all the shit to each other.
I'm kind
of
mad right now.
Yeah.
It's like, I understand why you're upset about this, but, you know, I just personally, you know.
The worst part is when it's actually a chill bro. Like, then he is a chill bro, and he probably wouldn't get mad about
that.
That's not the point, nigga. You, why'd you do that? Well, I wouldn't be mad.
That should be a good disclaimer, too, that Dana brought up. Just a disclaimer for everybody off the bat. This is not only in the context of man to woman. It could be man to friend, man to family member.
Yeah,
100%. So it's going to be all different times. We're not just going to be shitting on women the whole episode.
Although,
we know our demo, 80-20.
I get the analytics every month.
I love the classic, why are you going through my phone? Why don't you trust me?
That's not even gaslighting.
Yeah, that's actually
true. That's a straight up question.
Y'all know? True.
Yeah, that's true, like, man. Like, you
that's
don't
vindicated.
That's right. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, we don't do any of that.
Yeah, I think that the choosing to be offended thing or like, I wouldn't be offended by that. Or you use an example of something they did
that's
close to it, but you could kind of twist it to make it seem like that made me feel the same way you feel right now, and I'm not doing anything about it.
Exactly.
And I kept it in the tuck
because now you
for when I do it to you.
Because now it's a draw. Yeah. It's a draw.
Yep.
It's a draw.
Yeah, it's a stalemate.
No one wins. No.
Shorty calls. Shorty calls a social event beef because she has a headache. Okay, now I could just bail for no reason on the next event of yours.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. And you can't disprove a headache.
Right. You can't disprove a headache.
You can't.
Yeah. It's like back. It's like back stiffness in basketball. It's just like, yep.
It's there.
And you AI guys out there, make a freaking test for it though.
Yeah, the term gaslighting, like, there's like a debate about like where it started really, but one is from like a British play in 1938 or some shit like that. About the, it's a play that the guy, I don't know what gaslight they're referring to, but the guy, he turns down the gas lights in the house and he just like convinces what his wife notices. And then he's just like, you're bugging. Like, why the fuck would you? Why you're bugging?
So
that's
you're basically
real.
AI.
And challenge her sanity. Yeah, and that's what the play is about. But he bugged out. But there's also another one where I believe like right around the same time, I forget, it was somewhere in America, but it was a UFO. They call them UAPs now, unidentified aerial phenomena.
I thought they were yeah.
Yeah, that's what they switched it to instead of UFO. But all these people across like however many miles before there was obviously cell phones and shit, all called the police station and said we saw something crash in the woods or whatever, and the military came, they like took some shit out and they were like, oh yeah, that was just like gas lights
reflecting. Yeah, they said y'all are bugging.
Yeah. Said y'all bugging, yeah.
That's but, fire.
You know?
Thank you for that.
My pleasure.
So of course you were right, it was a play in the a British play in the 1938, 40s, whatever, became mainstream. When did you guys first start? Obviously, women. I heard it from girls first. Like, I found out what gaslighting means by being accused of being a gaslighter.
They were gaslighting you, actually.
Yeah, they were gaslighting the whole time.
Yep.
I didn't really learn shit about women until Me Too.
Which, okay, so 2010.
So probably like 2016.
Probably that long ago.
Usage surged online around the 2010s, especially in think pieces. Facts, though.
Oh, shit, man. Oh, we're potted.
Oh, yeah.
We're
potted.
Somebody else say something.
We are fucking
I'm not
potted.
Sweating because what you said. Yeah, I'm just got a steamy chest.
I'm pretty hot, too. I ain't
What the hell?
What's a leather cowgirl hat?
That's why I wear a mesh shirt here.
Well, because if I turn on that AC, we're not hearing these mics. It's going to be a rough summer pod.
Yeah.
No, I got to just blast from a pod AC through it all day. That's just how we're gonna have to look. Well, I'll put a little filter on the video or something.
We're gonna have to get some tank top merch.
Just bathing suits. We gotta get like some water guns or some shit.
Sweatbands.
That's actually, that would be fire. Little muck logo on it.
Ooh.
Well,
okay. Yeah. So 2010s is when it started to surge. Think pieces, emotional manipulation. 2016. That's probably realistically when it started for me. America is being gaslit in the election cycle.
That's when it was really blatant. I think that's when they lost.
Yeah.
Public. It was just mainstream. I'm like, oh.
And that's when it started to get way overused and misused as well. Cool. I think that the main thing is like denying shit, making people feel crazy, and being like, that never happened. You don't have proof. Twisting people's words to make it seem like they meant something.
That's a little dirty. I don't know.
Can I do what you gotta do?
Yeah, because someone could have said something and you said, sentiment you said to me, and you could just put a narrative onto them and use their words and create your own interpretation.
If I get gaslit like that, violence could be come behind that.
And this is in the context of the fellas. Well,
yeah, yeah,
why do you want me to be crazy?
Yeah.
Refer to the disclaimer at the beginning.
This is like, tell me, like, and I know, I think I'm delusional, I'm second guessing myself. Nah, bro. Something could happen.
Especially when I actually have a bad memory. I'm like one of the easiest people to gaslight because I will just believe that I did some shit because I am a piece of shit and I have a bad memory. So I'll be like,
don't talk about him like that.
Damn, I probably did that. Don't talk about my friend like
that.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what
it is. Yeah, I'll fuck with that.
That's what a lot of these are. But then you could intentionally mislead someone and you could steer, you could manipulate them into saying something that you want them to say to use against them later. And that's like 4D chess. Meta-level gaslighting. That's a stage I haven't hit. Yeah. I don't think any of us are that diabolical.
Definitely not.
You could probably do that like work stuff.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Wherever you kind of, you know what I mean?
Plant a seed.
Setting situations up to make sure that when this moment happens, I'm straight.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
tactics.
That's just being a good employee to me.
Yeah,
that's
life here,
that's just job security for you.
Victimless gaslighting is kind of fire.
That's what life is all about, really.
Right.
Ooh, so this is my, I'm going to start using this one.
Triangulate. What does that mean, actually?
So the example, ask them to give an example. This guy's boxing me out. So the example is, even your sister thinks you're being unfair. I talked to her yesterday. So you could bring someone in.
Oh, yeah.
This
nigga,
you're a bad guy.
Yeah.
You're a bad dude, bro.
Your mama be ashamed of you.
Because I'm like, all right, if I'm tripping, then, like, we're all tripping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
this nigga will be like, we'll disagree or something. He'll be like, everybody thinks this.
It's true.
Like, who is everybody? It's not. It's fucking
I'll go.
And I'll ask three people in the room, and, like, it's, like, split. Bitch, fuck you. You think I was crazy?
There's a community behind it. I'm telling you.
And now it's a sequence of gaslighting.
Nah, an intervention is really just gaslighting.
An unwarranted intervention. That's like when triangulation is like when Price calls me on a three-way call and y'all are in a beef. He's like, and then he'll start with the explanation.
Exactly.
And you jump in, and you're like, nah, that's not what I really said.
I'm watching the nudge happen. I'm watching it happen right now.
Yeah,
watching the weave.
Because you got a third party here. I gotta make sure I'm not crazy. Sometimes I am,
This is the thing family and significant others say. You don't need to see your friends tonight. They're just filling your head with garbage. or about me.
Yeah, they're bad for you.
Oof.
Guilt is... Yeah, that's fine.
A little steamy.
Is,
Oh, that
light's
up and shit?
Yeah, that's a little LED.
Yeah, it's a nice... That's actually a nice little...
Wait, that's
nice
touch
spot.
Oh, we need to... Damn. Reintroduce that again.
You missed it. We started off with it.
No. Oh, shit. Okay.
I'm not trying to manipulate your memory right now.
Right,
how could you not remember that? Everyone else remembered
that.
What is this one? Sabotaging your friendships. Your best friend flirts with me. If you keep seeing her, I'll know where your priorities really are. And you could just throw that on someone out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, that's a bad jacket to wear.
You know who you are.
Okay, here's where we start getting... I realized what type... So I like how they categorize this. There's a control and isolation, playing the victim, undermining your confidence. Okay, I use these two. These are my two primary approaches. Undermining people's confidence is a go-to tactic for me.
That is big for you.
And maintaining power. So I will definitely accuse someone of moving the goalpost, and then I'll move the goalpost.
This is now that you've done that.
I'll use stats that support it. That's kind of my job, though. I really just use stats to manipulate that. I did a good job. And then love bombing is just honey dicking. That sounds worse.
This is
kind of my bag right here. I'll cop to all these.
I think quite possibly the most effective one is the isolation one. Because, I mean, that's a tactic used in, like, the military and, like, police force. It's like, you don't let your fucking crimey be in the same room with you to cooperate some shit. You know what I mean? The first thing you do is separate them. You know what I mean?
Right. I think all these are valid and manly. And then you get to this one. This is women shit.
Using guilt
to control your decisions.
Doesn't
work on me. That's where I never felt bad. I was pretending to feel anything this whole time.
Parents do that to you when you're a teenager.
For sure.
Moms.
Crazy.
My dad was never guilt tripping me. Your dad was guilt tripping.
My whole family. Yeah.
Clean your room around.
Shout out to him.
Well, if you love me, you get good grades. Thanks.
Yeah. No, guilt tripping would be like...
Yeah, maybe I'm just autistic, Mom. I'm trying. Shortly after that, I started getting extra time on my tests and shit, so...
Yeah, who's this fucking genius?
I actually was retarded.
Take that to the bank, though, you know?
Nothing was worse than when I got extra time on my tests and... Still failed, like we're just fucking, like you don't need. I kind of said so. I did need it a little bit for like the writing part and whatnot because I really organized my thoughts. But the math, like you don't need extra time for the math.
If you don't know, you don't know.
You don't know. I was finishing the math for like 10 minutes. They're like, "Oh, this kid's really smart." No, I actually have no clue what's going on.
Don't
right now.
Don't want to be frustrated anymore.
It's so sad. Right now. Just erase and write in the same sentence.
I fake one a bunch of times.
I feel like, was it gaslighting when we would guilt the teacher into giving you the answer? Because I would do that.
That's my whole get. That showed what kind of person was going to be in the real world.
How'd you do that?
Like, if I was struggling the test, I would be fake, like getting really nervous, like, and frustrated, like, I really cared, and then the teacher would start to feel bad and give you the answer.
Oh, that's a bad teacher.
No, you know what I would do, though?
I would just
raise,
just an empathetic person.
See, I would raise my hand and then ask a question, and I would ask a question about, like, what the test, and then say, like, well, is it this, and then kind of give her something that, like, I might know it, but I'm kind of close, and then she might say, well, you're on the right track, or, like, or this, or I don't know. Or, like, kind of, you know what I mean?
We did the same shit.
Yeah, we call that dog walking.
That's definitely a version of dog walking the teacher. I would definitely do something to prove that I studied.
A little bit.
You know what I'm saying? Give them, like show effort and just be, like, prove that, like,
focus
there's
on
effort.
Three things. And be like,
exactly. Just
no
two words.
Fuck out of those three things.
Like, I do know this part, which means that it might be, and then you, like... You read their temp, their body language.
Yeah.
She's like, and so that's not the answer, but you know that that's not. You could get enough.
She's
that's
really
not
to
it
work
to
with
get,
you.
To get more processing.
About confidence. If I don't know a song, I'll know three lines of that bitch and sing the fuck out of them, and then oral farm for the rest of the day.
Exactly.
Now cover your mouth.
Now the teachers gaslight back to you when they would do that, and they would deny you. So they would go, "Well, you didn't do the extra credit, so like you obviously don't care. You did the extra credit."
Yeah.
They would leave you on.
That's when you chalk it up to the game. You hand the test in early. Get them next time.
Right. That's gonna peek over your shoulder for that.
Yeah,
trying to win.
Yeah, that's how cheaters are born, right there.
Yeah, tell you what, I wasn't taking the chance of losing.
Nope, I exhausted every option before that.
Definitely not beat.
I was coming out the gates cheating, man. What the fuck?
No, I explored everything first.
I used to sit next to Roger Shannon.
You know
that
dude's so smart.
He
got like a
20, that nigga told me
380 on his.
Nah, because I used to. One thing that used to really trigger me was when like the kid that obviously knows everything would be like, "I don't know. Why would you let me just die like this?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're gonna be fine. Your grade is not gonna be lowered if you just help me out some. You're going to Harvard, dickhead. So what's wrong with you?
No, but he had one thing over you. Yeah. You were cooler and you were more athletic and you dressed better. Yeah, he got better grades.
He's trying to even the score.
Yeah, yeah. I get it.
Fucking let him have it.
Man. Yeah.
You got it. Yeah, I think that. What about dudes that would like front like they didn't study and then get A's on every test? But it's
that
like,
was some, him, cocksucker.
There were people like that though.
Yeah.
That didn't
act stressed out.
That was me, low key. But I actually really didn't study that much.
He's still doing it. That's
I think that's applicable, buddy.
No, like there's certain things that like you had to study. No, it's like you didn't just you weren't just born with this history knowledge. Like you had to learn it. Unless you
to a certain level,
if you watch the documentary, like or like my fucking dad told me or something like that, you don't just like math. Some people can naturally be good at, but like some shit, it's like you fucking read the book or not.
Math you could naturally be good at,
Or you could pay attention to class, watch the teacher do it.
Yeah, like Goodwill Hunting, bro.
That's autism. Kind of certain kind of brain. He's autistic. He was a savant.
I mean, it's a spectrum.
I think you could be naturally good at writing.
Yeah, but if you don't read, like in English class, like if you didn't read the book, like you still needed something to base. Like I was as good as possible at bullshitting off like Spark Notes and stuff like that. But if you did nothing, you're fucking.
You're just beat.
Like people would lie, like they didn't even read Spark Notes. I'm like, all right, son.
Yeah, I started writing when I was younger. I started writing. I used to like only like know like half the equation and be like write a little in quotations. I know how to finish this. I just don't have enough time.
I like that. Give me another chance.
Yeah,
right. Come back 2 periods later. Yeah. Look it up. And
to be continued.
Yeah. you can stay after school.
Give me a benefit of doubt a lot of times.
Stay after school and get 30 minutes. You can finish it.
Now the most stupid shit anybody did as the teacher was when you would grade each other's papers and you could just give it to your homie and they would switch the answers for you.
But don't let that be a sucker MC though. That's squabble.
Don't let it be Roger. That motherfucker's gonna sink you.
Fucking carry out
the That's funny on a lot of levels.
Oh shit.
Shout out to our
the real plumber.
Happy fourth.
It was a great weekend to be an American.
I'll tell you what, it's never not a good one.
Yeah. It was a fun weekend for sure.
Me and Price spent it with a bunch of Georgians.
Yeah. Right.
Go Bulldogs.
I was the only fucking second generation American person there.
Yeah. Fucking Juneteenth is sick, but I'm not missing out on glizzies and barbecue.
Nah, I'm playing. Cam's was mad fun.
Yeah, that was fun too.
Shout out my nigga Cam, man.
Yeah, shout out Cam.
Shout out to Pops.
Shout out to Jeff, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out Jeff, bro. Pops is fucking funny as shit.
His name's Jeff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been Mr. Harris since 2016.
Yeah, I call him Mr. Harris.
Yeah, I never call him. He's Mr. Harris. I'm not gonna lie.
Yep.
That nigga's got no cool.
I don't even know why I said that.
That nigga's on a first name basis.
I might bleep that before the R word, honestly.
That definitely made me a little uncomfortable.
13 cookouts in. Just get comfortable.
At what age could you call your homie's dad their first name?
Never.
I think it's because once
they
I turned 30.
Say it, but he's the type of dad that would say, yo, don't call me.
He would keep it there. Would, yeah. Not in my house.
But you want to know what I do? I gaslight him into thinking.
Until you buy property.
I like to gaslight into him thinking I'm a good kid. Mr. Right. Jeff. That's right. What I'll go with.
Oh, that's an easer inner.
Ooh.
And that's how you get to Jeff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you build up. Yeah.
Someone say a gaslighting tactic that they hate getting used now.
Against me?
You got another one of those suckers? Yeah. That's a baby bottle.
this is a crazy segment.
The cleanup?
You know what's funny? I had to take a bunch of these paper towels out so that it could fit for the tripod.
Oh, shit.
So it's just loose paper towels. You can't
throw them away.
Nah. These are getting put to good use right now. I might write this off of my taxes. It's like production.
Oh, this is production cost.
Yeah, but I think we did it. I think we went through gaslighting. I think I want to go into situation simulation shit, and then we could go back into rage bait tactics.
Okay.
Because we kind of rage bait's a little too close to the sun, but there's
good rage bait tactic is doing an episode on gaslighting.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of overlap for sure. All right, so I feel like especially as of lately, it's the world's been a little extra simmy. Like, things have just been, I'm like, all right, bro. Nothing's fucking real anymore. Yeah, like, more things are simulation-y than not.
You see, like, these new AI videos, like, the actual videos of, like, just random news reporters or shit that's just completely fake.
Oh, it yeah.
Mad real. It's been blowing up, like...
I love the Bigfoot recently. Ones.
Yeah.
This is this is obviously, like, tin cap shit, or tinfoil hat, whatever they call it. But they say, like, the particle accelerator, like, exploded, like... years ago, and like we're in a different timeline. That's why there's so much like Mandela effect shit.
Yeah.
Because nobody can explain it. Nigga, I know that the Bernstein Bears is not spelt like that.
Oh, the Fruit of the Loom logo definitely had a cornucopia.
Definitely had a fucking cornucopia. Yeah. I don't care what nobody says. I don't care, dude, bro. That's gaslighting.
Shaq was definitely Shazam or whatever.
Yeah, Shaq was in Shazam.
Kazan? Yeah. Wait, they tried to say Shaq wasn't?
He was not. It was Cedric the Entertainer.
That's what they said? I didn't hear that one. Shaq wasn't. Yeah, no. Nigga. I have this.
Wait. I don't know if I'm being gassed.
They actually said that Shaq was not.
Yeah. Wait, I looked at
it. No, Kazam, I think.
That's not...
He's the fucking genie or whatever, right?
Yeah, he's a genie, yeah.
Alright, son, you guys.
Wait, no, he was. Yeah,
this
he
is
did.
Shaq, bro. This is
fucking Shaq. Maybe we'll flip back.
Now we're gaslighting you.
You didn't just see what you saw.
Get out of my head.
Cedric the Entertainer's like a whole foot and a half shorter.
Imagine that popped up.
Bro, they took. Mandela effect really is just like. Deep state gaslighting because
that's like some,
I found a Fruit of the Loom. Watch the cord, Dan.
You found one with the cord on it?
I found one, right? I'm hype. I'm like, oh, this. I know this is a Fruit of the Loom shirt. I rushed to the tag. It's just faded by the cornucopia. Ooh. They went in my fucking crib. I swear to God, bro. I'm growing through my closet, I'm like, I know I got a bunch of old Fruit of the Loom.
You should look up top Mandela effect.
Yeah, actually, that's a good one.
Thanks.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That's a fucking great one,
that's
Joe.
A
thanks,
one.
Dude.
Joe said.
Well, now I'm horny as fuck.
Yeah, Joe said. that's a dope one.
Because that's gaslighting. It all ties in.
I couldn't even tell if I was being gaslighted on my own pod.
Top shelf gaslighting.
He said Shaq wasn't in.
Yeah, I mean, the first one is the bear. Everyone swore it was the Bernstein, but the books say Bernstein.
Dude, the Star Wars? No fucking way.
Well, what did
Darth
say?
Vader never says the actual line. No.
Oh, they did say that too. They said that Darth Vader never said, Luke, I am your father. What did they say he said?
No, I am your father. Well, that could have just been an enunciation thing.
But he had the little Damash shit on now.
Yeah.
That's Pikachu? Bullshit.
Pikachu definitely had a fucking...
Yes, it does have a black tip. It's a Pikachu's tail there.
Fucking kill me, dude.
Suck my dick, Yinza. Yinza's did this. Or.
Yeah, no, now next thing you know, people in Pittsburgh are going to say we don't say Yinza.
Yeah. This shit is crazy.
It's actually in the Midwest. That's inside baseball.
I don't even care.
That's good.
That was worth it inside. Wait, We Are the Champions ends abruptly. Many recall Queen ending with Of the World.
That's how it goes.
Okay. Oh, wait, hold on. Pause. This is fine. This one's fine. Of the studio version. So there's two. There's a live version.
Okay.
And that's the popular one.
That's just
one. Confusion. The popular one is you hear the crowd and shit. That's a wobbler.
Tweener.
Febreze versus Febreze with two E's. Only one E? I have Febreze right here. I'm on their ass.
It's scrubbed off.
I'm cutting out my crib.
Right. Nah, I feel like that's crazy.
He goes to grab his head, just goes through it.
I can't, bro. Oh, man.
There's one E.
Oh, shit.
This is the new joint, though.
This isn't the fruit. This is Dash Lady. Yeah.
The Febreze I'm thinking of was like the
in a can.
Yeah, the big Pringles can. Right,
yeah. It had two E's.
That one did. Right. And then maybe at some point they just, you know, ran out of font. I don't know.
Yeah, they cut 20 cents.
This shit adds up, bro. It's economy. Oscar Mayer wieners. I think I might have some Nathan's in the crib. I've been a real mm-hmm. glizz bag lately, dude. It's getting crazy.
Yeah, 4th of July we're gonna do that to you.
Yeah. I fucking just well done a bunch of glizz and just stashed.
Ooh, gotta
them.
Get them well done. Remember we was talking about that with my dad. You need the well done glizz.
That crunch. Crunch.
A lot of these are kind of stupid.
They're just Looney Tunes one is real.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of these didn't know.
Oh, this came from nothing.
Oh, here comes the turkey.
Yeah, yeah. The location.
Let's get to the meat and taters.
Location of New Zealand. People insist it's northeast of Australia. I don't give a fuck.
But it's not, actually.
Oh. I know, it's next to that motherfucker.
I thought it was northeast, yeah.
I thought it was.
It was one of those, like, islands, my friend. Yeah.
Mona Lisa's smile. Some say she's smirking more than they remember. Yeah, but she's kind of got just like a...
Yeah.
Like, it's like a settle. Like,
scowl.
You can look at it longer. The longer you look at it, it can look different. Like a word.
Well, she's always looking at you, too.
I was looking at the word appetite. And when I hit you, I'm like, how do you spell appetite, bro?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I know I spelled the right, but Marty, it just don't look right.
No.
Appetite.
I mean, I would have to write it. I can't
think it might
like that.
I think whatever.
See, yeah.
Should we do a spelling bee and just really go viral? Just for being stupid.
No.
You guys know how to, you know how to write and read script?
Yeah, no, not right.
I can definitely write it.
I can write it.
I'm beat on both.
I could read. I guess I could read. Depends on whose script it is.
I know that they stopped teaching that, though, in America.
Yeah, they stopped.
Like, the kids,
for fucking what did we ever need? That was one of my biggest... I'm like, why do I need to know this, bro?
Yeah.
I don't even know how to write.
No reason.
I dodged that all childhood long, and now it just like so happened that it worked out for me that don't need it anymore.
You got ahead of it.
I also never learned math, and now look at me. They said you never have a calculator in college. I'll show you. I won't go to college.
Now you don't even need a calculator. You
and
just type
it
in AI.
A fucking calculator everywhere I go. Suck my
in your pocket,
in. Bro. Yeah. Even at work, I stop using calculators. I'll just type the words into AI. Like I'll cut straight to the turkey.
Oh, straight to the turkey. Yeah.
Show your work.
Right. Yeah. Get straight.
There's a fucking spell. There's fucking spelling mistakes.
That's
in
my new
mind.
Favorite show.
Okay, we got Mr. Rogers' theme song. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. And he was talking about Pittsburgh. So fuck that.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's not this neighborhood, bro. Stop lying to me. Stop
it.
It's
not.
No, but he was a Yinzer, so his accent was
all
fucked up.
Wait, this is a good way. I thought
okay,
it was,
copy.
Sex in
the Who's a Yinzer? How do you know that?
Dude, that shows take place in Pittsburgh. Mr. Rogers from Pittsburgh.
Well, why do you know? Why?
Because all the trains and shit. And fucking...
Well, and I just fucking be Yinzer.
That's not a real reason.
But I would assume, though.
Gaslighting me.
He's at least egg. Breadcrumb trailing.
I just saw trains. I know it was a little yellow bread.
Dog walk. Like,
this would be the craziest Mandela effect if he wasn't from Pittsburgh.
That would be crazy.
Is he though?
He's definitely from Pittsburgh.
Pennsylvania says on the top right.
Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Shout out my nigga Mr. Rogers, man.
Yeah, Yins out.
Top five Yinzer. Yeah. Gotta be.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, he paved the way.
Did you see that episode?
He was the first GOAT Yinz.
Oh, yeah.
GOAT Yinz. GOATed Yinzer. That episode where it was like 7 years, and I'm assuming it's something like that. It was like
threw up.
Illegal to like be like in the same pool as like interracially. And he had a black guest on, and they like, it was kind of weird, actually, now I'm saying out loud, but they like washed their feet together to like break that chain and make a statement.
Oh, they were just on Freaky Time.
They might have just been some freak ass niggas after I'm thinking about it now. Dude.
Fucking Ted Danson is a
anything but feet, we would have been good money.
Exactly.
Anything but like feet and genitalia.
Like, this is now
yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, we got
shout
top.
Out to feet being hot now. I told niggas back in the day, feet are hot.
Very, a little too
shout
old,
out
maybe.
Ted Danson, dog.
Who?
Ted Danson, he's a Yinz out.
Yeah, we got Christina Aguilera.
She's a Yinzer?
Yinz. Andy Warhol. Legend. Wiz. Mac. Pretty short list. A lot of football.
Pretty short list.
Wait, they're football.
Joe Montana is Yinz'd out.
Yep.
Short too?
And Dan Marino. There's a this park that I played hoop at in Pittsburgh is like Dan Marino Park. And it's got like all that shit.
Andrew McCutcheon. Shout out to him.
Nah, dude. He's from Pittsburgh and played for the Pirates. That's pretty sick. That's sick.
Same thing with Troy Polamalu, who played for the Steelers.
True. That's tough. Larry Fitzgerald Gaines.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Honorable mention. You know, they make the list.
It's a dece list. It's a dece list.
Dece.
Yeah. They didn't even put Mr. Rogers.
Wow.
Yeah, see.
Where the fuck is Mr. Rogers?
You
He goes, Yin's right, that's on me. And yeah, that's perfect Yin's context. Like, exactly how you would use it.
It put Fred Rogers, the GOAT, at number one once you said that.
Yeah. No, they still corrected. They still corrected. You good? You good?
Updated Yinzer Pantheon.
Sometimes you got left. Not like, my bad. I didn't mean to tweak like that. Because we still need him for the rest
appreciate
of the
Appreciate you jag off.
Knows all the slang.
I got ketchup bottles full of content ready.
Give me top 10 Yins.
What's up with your chat?
I was gonna say, why is your shit talking like that?
Because
it knows, bro. If I'm asking Yins, it identifies the slang right away and just taps into the culture.
Oh, it says jag off is Yin slang.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
And Nebby, nosy. Yeah, Nebby, yep. I'm down together.
I got it fucked up. I'm like formal with my ChatGPT.
Sure for end that. And that.
I'm like, you know.
Stillers?
Stillers. You want to go watch the Stillers jack off?
Nah, and that is fire.
Gumband? I've never heard that. Oh, yeah. Gumband is a rubber band.
No
fuck
fucking
that,
way.
Dude.
That's what they say over there?
Yeah,
that's
dude.
Burn them. Out.
What about the gumbands in the drunk drawer? Down there.
Oh, disgusting.
You had about $3,000 without that gumband.
Oh, dude, instead of just saying, did you eat? Cheat.
I'm Derek Jeter.
Jeez.
Oh, a sidewalk is called a slippy. They don't call them sidewalks.
No, that's what I'm trying to learn. I'm not
a slippy?
Yeah.
That's kind of gay.
A slippy?
No, there's more, dude.
You can't be a grown man saying that.
Yeah, right?
Not walking on it. I fell on
walking
the slippy?
Walking on a slippy? Bro, did you get over the slippy? I fell on the... Bro.
They call bologna jumbo. So does pot. Sandwich.
A sandwich.
Sandwich, I'm fucking with that, though.
An iron is an iron.
Iron, I'm fucking with that, too.
The crick?
The crick is
not like that, though.
The crick takes a flippy down to the crick.
On down there.
My pat ball was right down by the crick. Right now, yonder.
What's a parking chair? What's that say?
Sacred. Marks your shoveled out parking spot. Oh, you moved that. They just used chairs instead of cones?
You just followed
cones?
The law? Oh, you put a chair there?
Oh, they call vacuum sweepers.
Yeah, oh my!
I just want to know what gives you the ride. Oh,
down Kenny.
What gives you the ride?
There is a certain arrogance to just create your own language in the middle of Pennsylvania.
What? Nah.
Going down Kennywood. All right, we're on a lot of tangents here, but I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
I was gonna say but Sex in the City. I thought it was Sex in the City.
I just started watching that show. It's so good.
That's
the writing is out of this world.
The dialogue is god tier.
It was actually just.
I was talking about it with Dana on the way here.
That's crazy, right? Yeah. We are in a simulation, bro. I haven't talked about Sex in the City.
No. I haven't watched it in a while, but I had like a real big crush on Samantha for a while. Like I stayed up all night one time. I watched that show.
It's
I felt
such
really
a
weird
show.
The next day.
I was a horny young boy, and it just said sex in the title, and I was just.
Oh, I didn't even watch it as a kid. I watched it like recently.
The second part.
Oh no, no, I heard that it probably hits way better when you know what the fuck is going on. I was nine.
Makes the city life seem so. Romantic in the 90s, they got no cell phones and shit. They're like, let's just meet here at 9 o'clock. You just gotta hope they're all there and shit.
They're like passing notes and shit.
You gotta write your number on a napkin.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit was
yeah.
so fire, dude.
Yeah, yeah. It's romantic.
They're small smoking cigarettes in the bars and shit.
You just open
Stokes probably looked delicious in that show.
You just get her a cap.
I bought a pack of cigarettes after the first season.
Oh, yeah.
That'll do it.
Nobody makes a cigarette look more delicious, though, than an Asian man gambling. They look very comfortable in that pocket. They look delectable. It looks like it's not even a bag. They hold the stove like here.
Well, it's damn near like oxygen for them, bro.
Yeah.
Like Korea, in Korea.
It between these fingers.
It's better. It's healthier than the fucking air.
Yeah.
Over there.
Yo, in Korea, in the baseball league, they have a smog.
You said I've never said I gotta say smog. Maybe that's a me thing.
Smog.
You say what? SM.
Oh damn, smog.
There's no H. Don't gaslight me.
No, there definitely is no H. But how do you
smog?
Smog.
Why are you just throwing it? That's you're getting that. Yeah. What I was gonna say was, Korea has in their baseball league a fifth inning cig break for all the players. They all just
rip like three cigs.
Yeah, they need it
actively right now.
Yep, to this day.
Oh, sick.
No cap.
Those guys stand for something.
The Monopoly man never had a monocle.
That is one that actually irritates the fuck out of me.
The Six Flags guy did that, right?
I think they're saying people confuse him with Mr. Peanut. The Six Flags guy must have. The I like to move it, move it. Or what song was that?
He definitely had it.
That was a fucking bop. Yeah.
That shit really made me want to rip a fucking roller coaster, dude.
They're shutting down. They're out of business this year, right?
Soon. I know they shut down.
Six Flags?
RIP King Ka.
Kids don't go outside anymore.
They scared of kids, man. Outside.
It's part that, but also they just
price people out. Could still be ganging in there, too.
I saw a lot of heroin addicts last time I went to Six Flags.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking jammed up there now.
Yeah. Jammed up. It's surrounded by a bunch of gully shit, for sure.
For sure,
it's
dude.
It's like right off the highway of fucking Gully Avenue, dude.
Gully Island?
Yeah.
Gully Island. Yo, you had to be outside for Gully
yeah,
Island.
Shout out to Gully Island.
That shit's crazy.
This, life is like a box of chocolates. My mama always said life was like a box. That's dragging it. Alright, we stomped this to the ground.
I got one simulation thing that was kind of on my mind lately, if I could spit it. So, I've listened on a podcast one time of like how they did the study on rats, where if you train rats to do something in like New Jersey,
yeah,
the rats in California would learn how to do it, just without even having to learn.
So without, they don't even, like...
It's like a hive mind study. Yeah. So what I was thinking about lately, because it's been happening in, like, fighting, where, like, a bunch of Georgian fighters have become champions in, like, the past 5 years when they were never even known for fighting. And, like, same thing in boxing with Ukrainians now in the past, like, 10 years.
Well, they're fighting for something.
And then you think about in the NBA, there'll be, like, five guys from Baltimore will be Hall of Famers and, like...
Wait, hold on. Hear Marty out.
Within, like, a five-year span, or you might hear, like, these... Or New York or New Jersey, there's like, these 10 guys all grew up within 5 miles of each other, and they all the hive mind thing of like all like it's not, like how could it be so random that a whole like area comes up in like a quick span?
No, but I've been,
and then that never happens again, and then it's just like another area.
Must be the water.
I have
it's like a hive mind.
I have a realistic thing for you that like once you see someone from your area do it, it seems possible. So it's like you have a
but they're all the ones that are all doing it at once. Like it's like five guys from the area all were in this high school the same years.
Like Jeff T talks about his era of like Indiana hoops. Like I think DC was one right now. Ontario is a whole province, but like a lot of fucking hoopers in the NBA right now from
just wasn't there like a weird Baltimore era too for the NBA
players?
Like DC,
like yeah. Like
well, we're connected past like. We just haven't tapped in. I think that's the difference between us and, like, extraterrestrial life, is that they've evolved past, like, verbal communication.
That's, like, 4D, 5D.
You know what I mean?
Like
they're, like, interdimensional, and they, when... I watch a lot of this freak-ass shit, but usually aliens, like, they communicate telepathically. The crafts that they found is, like, super simplistic, and they control everything with their minds, essentially. And
all the abductees, they don't need all that.
They just get a feeling. Like, they look...
It's aura.
They look at you, and they just aura. They aura you into just knowing. Like, one look, and it's deeper than words. Like,
Jedi shit.
It'll just directly correlate with, like, a feeling you got when you were a kid. But this is the message that I'm trying to convey, though. You know what I mean? So it's better than words.
That tracks. Like, I mean, we have a version of intuition. Like, a lot of us, like, we know...
We just haven't evolved that far.
Elon said Neuralink's going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's... That. Yeah. It's kind of in the name.
You're fucked.
I wish anyone else would do it, but fuck it. Are you guys getting that motherfucker? I'm getting it.
Yeah, have to.
The Neuralink?
Yeah.
It's like, it could be like not having a cell phone.
I might just kick the kid.
I'm trying to hold out for a bit.
I held on to the LG Envy for a little bit. I eventually got the iPhone.
Yeah.
I'm not beat. That's like, what it comes down to. I'm not beat. You niggas are geniuses. I'm just over here. I still can't do math. Get the fuck out of here.
It's like not.
I still need extra time on my test.
Yeah. Right. You're the first motherfucker getting it.
Yeah. Oh me.
The fucking narrow scholarship.
I mean, that's gonna
the
be like
narrow scholarship. Oh shit.
It's going to be like not using AI at a certain point, though. Yeah. But, like, for your health.
Yeah.
Instead of just, like, nonsense knowledge. Shit. I mean, some of these aren't even nearly as deep as that. Like,
those are fucking stupid. Say, go deep with it. Pause.
Yeah.
So let's get conspiratorial.
Real deep state tinfoil with it nasty.
Say what? Fuck out of here, bro.
Here's a simulation glitch pack. Smoking on that deep state simulation glitch pack.
12 were living in a cooked ass hologram signs. Epstein had a private island, a broken camera, a missing guard rotation, and died in a max security cell.
That's recent gaslighting, though. Yeah, they said there's no list ever.
I was gonna say, what's good with this Epstein?
You handed everybody secret files, all them fucking.
But she said I have a list on my desk. I'm waiting to.
Now there's no list.
It goes Reggie, Jay Z, Tupac, and Biggie. Andre from Outkast, Jada, Corrupt, Nas, and then me.
Bro, how the audacity?
Then she says, she's like, well, it wasn't the list. It was videos of children. I can't release that. So that's what I was talking about.
Let's get names.
I'm like, bro.
Even the head of the FBI guy was just on Joe Rogan, and he's like,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
On the same,
fuck that
guy. Same. Yeah.
And it's like, Ghislaine Maxwell's in jail for sex trafficking, but trafficking to nobody.
Right.
Thanks.
Just getting pulled over in traffic.
Stop lying, bro.
That'd be like, we were driving home, and they're like, oh, you're going to jail for having 2 kilos of cocaine, and we had no cocaine on us. It's the same thing.
If that's the case, they're free to Maxine. Whatever that bitch's name is. She didn't even do nothing.
Nah, keep her.
Right?
She's got the heavies, too.
I'm just kidding. She clearly did do it.
Did her not?
She's got that.
I bet she did something.
I feel like you did.
I'm sorry, though. That's the worst type of bitch, though. Because, you know, like, women trust women. Like, you know what I mean? She probably lured in so many little girls because you
that's
a feel
fallacy.
Safe. What?
Women trusting women. No, they don't.
Well,
I mean, I think it's way easier grooming.
I'm playing.
For an older woman to groom a kid and make you feel safe, like, come over here, I got you, than an old dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You go into the deepest depths.
And she's Nepo deep state, too, because her freaking. Her family wealth came from her dad owning like all the news outlets in Europe.
Hell, he
fell off his yacht and died when he was like 50.
How convenient.
Let's talk about. I'll say it. You gonna call me anti-Semite for saying that blowing up kids is bad?
We're trying to get sponsorships.
Go. Yeah.
Because we gotta stand for something, bro. That's not it. I didn't even say anything about Jewish people.
Yeah, go.
Or anything like that. But if I say that this kid with the 50 round bullet in his head, you sniped. That's not an accident. You sniped him. And you're saying that, well, if I bring that up, then that's anti-Semitism.
Dog, I don't
know
what
you're... You're setting up aid stations?
It's gaslighting.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, this the biggest conflict going on in the globe right now?
Bro, I'll just be rapping and shit. I don't know what's going on. What are you
talking about? Israel and Palestine?
You're just talking about... you're going big picture. I thought you were talking about, like, a specific situation.
Oh, well, that's just a situation. It's a big situation, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. I don't know about the small situation.
You can't say that.
Of course, I know what's happening.
You're aiming at kids, and you're targeting hospitals and
AIDS centers.
He's
saying if children die, no matter what side it is,
it's like,
still
oh,
bad.
Man, I'm sorry these kids are dying. It's like you're anti-Semite.
It sounded like he was talking about one specific.
No,
but that's a specific situation. Or the fact that they're playing red light, green light, like from the fucking... Like from Squid Games with the fucking prisoners and shit like that over there.
Nah.
Or the fact that you're setting up aid stations where they could come and get water and food and shit, and as people are running to try to get water and food, you're shooting them.
Yeah.
You kill like 300 people like that. But that, what's going on?
This isn't controversial what you're saying right now.
It is, though, to them.
Stop banging on the table.
I'm sorry. It is, though, to them. We're being gaslit to... This is the worst gaslighting I think we've taken in a long time.
Of course. I Marty going on his phone. I just... Respectfully, I just don't know if it's entertaining content. Like, you're right. It's just like... It's a good wake-up if we can find a comedic angle on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is... Let's remember what the purpose of the show is.
No, you're right. I just...
You know what I'm saying? Like,
get your shit off, kid.
Gaslighting.
No, yeah. No, I'm not gaslighting. Yeah,
I just want to say to the camera, shalom, shalom. Whatever you guys want to do.
Shout out my nigga Larry David.
And I'm not cutting that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we could do... I think we did top Jews already.
We can do both.
We Wait, did I say we did top
we
shoes?
We did top shoes already. Yeah,
don't put me in this shit. Yeah,
you said that.
You top the Jews, bro. All
right, for the record, I never topped a Jew.
I don't believe you now.
Where are you going with that?
I'm being gaslit. It
depends on what you consider Jews. The real dreidel.
What?
You know what? Shout out to all my Jewish friends.
The real eight nights.
Jen trying to gaslight us, thinking that he does a lot
the
of
real dreidel.
The top. Oh no, shit!
This is not real.
The guy. The thoughts, views, and opinions expressed by this podcast, as well as its host. Oh shit. I don't know, the guy who invented Cash App got stabbed to death. Did I know about that?
What yeah, did it happened not that long ago.
Oh yeah. He did. Yeah, I did. It happened like 5 years ago, 6 years ago maybe.
So this may seem like an obvious question, but
I want to know. I want to know why. This
wasn't that's what to, I yeah.
Didn't want to give up the IP.
What?
It was there was a reason too.
Yeah,
I remember.
It was some.
I remember.
Billionaire beef.
Okay, the person accused of killing the inventor at Cash App, Bob Lee, which already is a fake name.
That's a comedian.
Which is also probably a fake name. yeah, of course he was in San Francisco, tech-based. His sister allegedly introduced Lee to a drug dealer who later supplied her with GHB. He was on that Puff shit.
Freak out.
What is that? That's a little freak.
That's a date rape drug.
Date rape drug that they said Puff had in the baby oil.
Well, you could just take it and get party.
Wait, how do you feel about that shit?
Have a great night.
I'll get to that. Upset over the incident, believed Lee was responsible for putting his sister in harm's way. Prosecutors argue he lured Lee into the secluded location. So he basically got killed over a drug deal gone wrong.
Oh, that's fucking weird.
This is
you remember Cash App?
This
you
is
put
possible.
Yourself in danger like
bro,
that?
You just Cash App the boy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, you have handlers for
yeah,
stuff like
this. You
don't
got to meet up. Cash App.
I don't believe that. That's why I don't. I think that I'm being gaslit because I don't think that a nigga there's worth $1 billion is doing a hand to hand drug deal
under a bridge
with somebody that's willing to stab him.
You're right.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I believe that he was fucking with GHB and shit.
Sure.
Yeah, that's.
Little dibble, little dabble.
There's like five people in the chain of command before you get to that.
Yeah,
what? I heard his sister's involved. What's going on here?
I got a good one for y'all. Type in how many things from the movie Idiocracy came true.
Crocs. That's
Crocs.
What Crocs came
that's
from.
The one thing that I've learned recently. The mad shit. It's basically where we're living right now.
Nas called a bunch of shit too in the message. Not for nothing.
Nah, but Jim Jones is better than him. That nigga's...
Speaking of gaslighting, he said, I've had more viral moments than Nas.
Yeah,
like,
bro,
what's
bro.
Viral to you then? Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
He
like,
just came out
was
and
said, Illmatic viral in 94? Like, what are you
he
talking
just
about?
Came out and said, like, he just came out and said, I didn't know that many people fuck with Nas until all the backlash he got. Isn't this your craft, nigga? What's you talking about?
He's trolling.
He's popped.
Is he?
Mm. He's gotta be trolling, bro. He's fucking 45 years old and he's from New York. Let's not do this.
You're right. I'm being gaslit.
Yeah, you're successfully.
Successfully gaslit.
And we've already talked about Marty's Jim Jones knowledge on this podcast. So, I mean, the central premise is obviously a dumbed down society. Corporatocracy. Did I say that right?
Yeah, don't even try it again.
Yeah, that's when I start fucking up. Yeah, I mean, mega corporations. I mean, what year did this movie come out? 2006. We were already there in 06, to be fair.
Yeah, the fix was in. The fix was in. It was just
definitely
getting,
well into
it.
Was it,
getting marinated. It was getting
yeah, I thought the movie was older than that. Water replaced with branded sports drink. Entertainment dominated by lowbrow content. Is
that's
06? We were just getting there.
Yeah,
that was like just when. That was like
YouTube just got here.
MySpace,
yeah. It definitely wasn't dominating.
No.
Massive government dysfunction. We were kind of already there. Pop stars and celebs in political office. I think probably
that's
at that time.
Probably Schwarzenegger was the only one.
Yeah. That was probably the first. I guess Reagan, if you want to do all that.
Yeah,
but.
True.
Oh, JFK.
What was JFK a celebrity, though? I always say people
well, he was
say
just
that.
From the Kennedy family.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But people always do say that, like, JFK was the first celebrity president. He just fucked Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
That's lit.
Which, like, you were just popping in real life.
And he was doing mad drugs. So he's probably outside.
Language deterioration, grammar, spelling, and verbal. I mean, the Yinzers were ahead of this.
Yeah, that's very true.
Apathy towards science, anti-vax, climate denial, and flat. Yeah, because we lost trust in everything.
It's because you said we went to the moon.
Right. Apathy is a good word for it, too. AI replacing human creativity. How did they do that? Call this in the film?
They just kind of like, they plugged you into shit to learn shit.
Cool. I gotta watch this movie. Mandatory viewing. Addiction to screens and stimulus. Algorithmic dominance.
Yeah, I was like, damn.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing here that isn't going on in real, like right now, at least. They weren't wrong about anything.
It's like the cool version of 1984.
They went 15 for 15.
Degenerate sex hookup culture.
I mean, let's be honest, at least 7 of these things are awesome.
Yeah. I'm not pissed.
Yeah.
Take what you can get.
Could be a lot worse. Yeah, I mean, some of this shit's fucked. TikTok obviously tracks your keystrokes. Not only TikTok, everything tracks your keystrokes. Not that I would have anything to do with that.
You're just coming clean?
Allegedly.
AI Drake dropped a fake song about a real beef and really dissed himself in it. He used Drake. Yeah, that was weird. A self-driving Uber killed a pedestrian in Pittsburgh.
Yo, so what's good? Have you guys ever been in those Waymos?
Yinzmobile?
Yinzmobile. Have you guys ever heard of those Waymos? Those self-driving cars?
They have been in Atlanta. You ever been in one? No. So I found out they are a thing from seeing one in real life. I was in Atlanta. I'm like, yo, not to freak you out, but nobody's driving that car. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Opening that door and jumping out, bro.
Which I would ride it, but I also don't really value my life that much.
Not
like,
really.
I do risky shit.
I've been set up.
Yeah.
I trust it more than some guy in a fucking piece of shit Toyota. Remember we got that car that couldn't make it up the hill?
Oh. Bro, we were on Jackie Robinson or some shit.
Oh, we were going 2 miles an hour up a bridge. And Kyle's like, yo, we going to make it, SD?
Oh, yeah.
It's like 3 in the morning.
Yeah. This guy, he was going maybe
15
miles an hour on Jackie Robinson, bro, at 3 in the morning, so no one's on the road. And his car, it's a miracle we made it back to Flatbush.
We were just basically rolling up and down.
Yeah.
What was going on?
And the transmission was shot, so it could only get to, like, maybe second gear, and it was, like, a Toyota Camry.
Oh, shit.
94.
Nice.
Yeah.
Shit was definitely older than me.
Then we got to the crib. Kyle just gets out.
I don't think you could do that. When you have your car has to be at least so and so amount of years old.
It was probably like a 2004.
For Uber, you could lie.
Yeah, you could.
I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure that's what you did.
That was probably in the early days too at Uber.
No, this was like 2021.
You said it was like 2 weeks ago.
No, it's like 4 years ago, probably.
Yeah.
23andMe got hacked, and everyone has our DNA in China. That's
and they sold it.
And I bought it for my mom, my girlfriend, everyone but myself. I just implicated everyone. All my loved ones are going to be zombies.
Speaking of zombies, I just saw that 28 years later yesterday.
Really?
How was that?
Yeah. It was 7.5 out of 10. The other two are definitely better.
I'm trying to see Jurassic World, bro. I'm still a fucking...
I'll go with you, autistic bull.
I only go to movies with bitches, bro. It's a waste of going with you. I'd rather just talk to you. I like actually hanging out with you.
But I'd actually rather go by myself.
He's just gaslighting you. He's like, actually, we want to hang out with you anyway.
Yeah, I want to go with you anyway. Yeah. I was doing this for you.
Yeah, I was trying to go to see a movie.
But for real, like, what is really the point of going to a movie with, like, your homeboy?
Personally, I think even going to a movie with girls on a first date is kind of a waste, too.
It's a waste.
Like, you can't, like, chop it up or talk, and it's like.
No, I go when I'm tired of talking to her.
Oh, when it's a nice tweeter,
it's a tool.
A filler.
That's what I use it for.
I see
you're
that.
A tool.
So I save it.
I could maybe understand.
He wants to go to the movie so bad.
I just want to go with me, bro.
You can't wait to find a little.
You should take that as a compliment. I said, no, when we kick it, I actually want to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to just sit there.
This is nice gas.
That's this is good.
I could maybe understand.
Is it a callback or am I?
I want to accept that gaslight. Yeah. Do some more of it.
That's good gaslighting for you guys.
I definitely could understand for like a date though, if you're nervous about something to talk about. You see a movie first and then you go to dinner and then you can use the movie.
Yeah, because regardless, you spent that time together.
I think it's a good third, fourth.
Yeah, it's the third, fourth.
True, because you already talked about most of the shit.
Yeah, run out
of
stuff.
Kyle.
What are we doing, huh?
OG.
Marty comes back 2 weeks later. Slim, you're a fucking genius. He's got 3 new badges on his jacket.
Just tired.
Just three. Dude, you were fucking right. All right, slow down, buddy.
You get the AMC credit card yet?
No, I'm sure that's it. He said it's only 30%.
No interest for 6 months.
Yeah, right? After that, they take your fucking leg.
Dude, it's buy one popcorn, get one for $1.
Got points poured out of my ass.
Oh, man. Let me pick whatever seat, even if it's fucking sold out.
Oh, shit.
No, that's a good game.
That is a great game. That's...
And then you guys...
wait till I tell you about the hole in the popcorn.
The real exclusive.
The real buy one, get one. Oh, it's the silly part of the pod.
Yeah, it is good. It's good.
It's usually exactly after.
Like 3 reps, really.
Did you hear about how the Diddy thing was all fake all along, and it was just to distract people while they were pushing the big new deal through Congress?
Really? Well,
and it got passed on July 4th, like 2 days after Diddy. They said Diddy was straight.
You know what I really think? I think they keep things like that in their back pocket. Like, we're going to get Diddy. Let's get him. We need to get him.
I think it was like...
And then blow it up in the news, so that's all anyone thinks about.
They could have got him whenever.
While we push this bullshit bill through Congress.
2 things can be true at once. It's more like, oh, how convenient that Diddy is locked up and we want to do this. Yeah, we're just gonna...
I don't think they locked him up because of that, but I think the media push was to cover. Like, once they had that, they're like, oh, we could really distract people with this one.
Yeah.
No, I think it's even... So, it's some... So, I think it's... They had them the whole time, but like they had certain things, right? There's probably a list of distraction of distraction things that we'll keep in our back pocket. Okay, we need a distraction. What's something that has legs that now we pull the trigger on? We need a distraction. Who's next? Puff.
Yep.
Get him.
Well, so who's next after this?
I'm just about to ask.
Yeah.
Well, we gotta hear about the next thing, the next bullshit next? Thing that they're gonna start trying to push through government, and then right. Something's gonna pop up.
Yeah.
Who?
Who's next to get locked up?
Give me the top. Don't let me trip.
Top 30 hot boys.
Right. The typing is very cool, honestly.
What?
The keyboard. Never mind.
Like my cadence?
Yeah. No. I was like, don't let me explain, because no one's gonna understand that.
Okay. All right, purely on vibes, chaos theory, and tabloid energy. Hoves first, eat dick. Elon Musk, Bieber. I can see them taking down the Biebs. They've been kind of setting it up.
No, I think they like Biebs.
Well, Biebs.
They're not clocking him because he's staying on business.
Yeah.
Just say yes.
Exactly.
I'm gonna throw that clip right.
Maybe not just a little bit. They keep showing clips of him, like, it could be
being the man,
mistreating Haley or whatever.
Yeah, Mike.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying,
Mike. Make it
like whatever you just said did not get picked up.
I'm saying they might be on his ass coming up because I've been seeing a lot of videos that I'm like trying to portray him as like being like a shitty guy towards his wife and whatnot. Yeah. I've been seeing just like
Bieber
clips of him, like yeah.
They keep calling him broke.
Well, he's definitely on drugs, which is...
Oh, well, that's
on that good shit.
Hey, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, as he should be.
That's not got to do with... How old
is Biebs? Biebs is younger than us, right?
Yeah. How much younger, though, probably, right? He's probably like...
He's our age.
Yeah, I think he's like our age.
I think he's 29.
Exactly.
Really?
Yes. Imagine how good of the drugs you have to be on to just cheat on camera.
He's basically the median of our ages. Yeah, he's wild and kind of like he should. He just got a divorce. This is like
actually getting divorced.
Well, him and his wife are beefing. Like they're separated.
Beefing on camera.
Oh, this is that hot.
Public figure is crazy.
She's way too skinny.
Dude, I love her.
Good on that. Oh,
it's like my
most predictable.
It's like my top 3.
That's your North Star.
Day.
My top 3.
We're not doing sunflower seeds. No. Not a podcast. Nah. You know, could you
see? I'm like, crunch.
Could you see maybe why we wouldn't do that?
He goes, nah? You okay. Sure?
As like, this is an audio experience. Do you think like someone listening?
ASMR?
Yeah.
It's a mukbang.
It's a mukbang.
Someone just wants to hear smacking. Nah, we're not doing.
I got three left. I'll lean back for these last three.
That's why you were leaning back. Mm-hmm. And you had a take, too. Like you had something to say.
God damn it. Did you see what's his name is about to get out? Harvey Weinstein.
We're never getting out the garden floor.
The garden floor.
Yeah, Candace Owens is trying to three him.
Candace always has been on a heater. I'm not going to hold you.
She's out.
Oh, no.
Uncle Tamika? That has to be a white name.
Aunt Tamika.
Uncle Tina or some shit.
Oh, Aunt Tabitha?
None of these people, I could see them really trying. Nick Cannon.
I feel he does the right thing, kind of.
Well, nah. Well, Tory Lanez,
he definitely did something for the devil.
Cream pie Kathy.
Chris Brown is so back.
Wait, Ashton Kutcher is actually sketch.
Well, he's out of America now, right?
Yeah. Tell us all the sketchy shit.
It says Bow Wow, just feel like his day is coming. He knows what he knows what he did.
Adam, it says Adam 22 literally turned his marriage into Rico bait.
I'm surprised nobody's ever tried to do something to that person.
Adam 22?
Yeah, he's been a lot of.
I mean, some
a lot of like
definitely
situations. He's been.
He's had a couple wobblers.
Yeah.
All right, here's Ashton Kutcher's fucking resume. Teenage burglary conviction. Okay, in high school.
That's just hate.
That's hate.
Yeah, well, that's a pass. In 2011, he defended Penn State's firing of Joe Paterno. That's a red flag.
Why?
I just want to know the reason. I need to know the reason behind
what,
that.
On what grounds?
Yeah, what
grounds? He's fucking on
all what grounds?
He just likes the Lions.
So Joe Paterno didn't fuck the kids. He just let the guy who did it rock.
That's not straight.
No. Yeah, that's completely ridiculous. Well, let's talk. We're talking
he didn't want to ruin the integrity of the program.
What else? So he fucks with Sandusky.
What'd you do for what you love?
He fucks with Sandusky's word? That's crazy.
Dude, he's slim busty for a Sandusky.
You gotta drop something after that.
All right. Ashton Kutcher has once again found himself on the outskirts of a celebrity scandal. While Kutcher hasn't been the center of any scandals, not yet. That's cap. His connection to Puff. See, they're just drawing Puff into it. God damn it.
I mean, Demi Moore always called him out for being a freak ass bull. He would like always be banging that threesomes and shit.
That's a wild take to stand on.
For him.
Alright, according to people, the tweet stayed live for several hours before someone informed the actor that Paterno had been fired because of sexual abuse scandal
Cap.
At Penn State. He knew.
Cap.
Did he go to Penn State or some shit?
No shot.
Bro, if he didn't even go to Penn
State. Is he
definitely didn't go to college. He was on the 70 show when he was like fucking 15.
Yeah. Nah, he was like 25 and what's her
probably name? Probably, he was probably 30.
And Mila Kunis was like definitely 13. Yeah. I'm nothing. I mean, we got him.
Yeah? Smoking gun.
Marriage misconduct. Demi Moore already called him out. I mean, that could be hate. If you isolate these
And the
things,
Danny Madison thing.
And this was the one. The other dude from that 70s show, he was like blatantly red-handed rapist.
What happened? Now. What is it?
The guy Danny.
You know the guy on that 70s show with the Jufro and the glasses?
Yeah.
Like redhead? He's confirmed rapist. You know, red-handed evidence, all that shit.
What happened? What'd he do?
He
raped. Just raped. We don't even get into rape.
Yeah. I heard that. Yeah.
I'll send you the clip.
It's on your desk. Just release it, bro.
Prove it, pussy. Yeah.
That's one of those you just take my word for. But him and Mila Kunis both wrote like testimony, like
yeah, they came out defending him.
And like no, wrote to the judge like he's a good guy and all that shit.
That's
we got another
crazy,
red flag.
Bro.
Him and Puff were legit close. Inappropriate comments about minors in old footage from 2002. Kutcher made crude wagers about kissing underage co-stars like Hillary Duff and the Olsen twins, which researched. Yeah,
Hillary Duff is a certified
dog.
Bad.
She glowed up too. She glowed up too, bro.
You see her definitely?
Yeah, lately too, bro. She
Who's better right now, Lindsay Lohan or Hillary Duff?
Because I'm Hillary Duff her out right now.
I know Kyle's Jerry saying
I'm something on Hillary Duff.
Hillary Busty.
She was on the reboot of How I Met Your Mother. I was something.
Yeah. I'm so something on
I'm
her, bro.
Still something. Oh yeah.
I'm more something than I ever was.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. She's peaking.
Facts. Yeah. Well, she is, though.
Yeah, she's at the pinnacle right now.
I might spank behind that.
Lindsay's something, too. I haven't gone bullshit.
Yeah,
no,
yeah. I like her flavor, like her fucking personality and shit more than Hillary Duff, maybe. So if you could combine.
I'd rather party with fucking Lindsay
Lohan. Give me Lindsay Lohan's vibes.
You're going home to Hillary, though.
I heard that Hillary's kind of like blackballed for like being a bitch on set and like unpleasant to be.
Definitely.
Around. She seems like.
And Lindsay Lohan's
literally
like
just a girl.
Yeah. They probably all are.
Yeah. Huh? You never know these days.
This is the wild Reddit one. A rumor claimed Kutcher discovered a murdered girlfriend but didn't report it to protect his image. So
no, that's fact. They found like his they found something of his at the house the night before or something.
Yo, this is a bad
or the night
jacket.
That it happened.
This is
a crazy a bad jacket. Damn, I got water damage on my fucking thing.
Oh fuck.
Pod's over.
We can't even naturally pod. What do we do?
What'd you guys have for dinner? I don't really like pepperoni, really.
Plain guy.
Just cheese.
So how was your weekend?
What y'all on after this?
Dude, that was easily the funniest thing that ever happened on this podcast.
What the fuck do we do now?
So, 4th of July. It's back to freestyle.
We're cooked.
That's what you guys think about getting for Christmas.
We actually suck at podcasting.
I can't breathe.
Any vacations this year? Or how the kids? Oh, none? Oh, fuck.
Cut the fucking camera.
Oh, shit.
Fuck. Oh, my God.
Can't even have a conversation.
Wait, cut the fucking mics.
We're gone.
Oh, man.
Ooh, thank God we're back.
Yeah, that's an app workout.
Oh my God, yeah, I need to get off camera.
You can insert your ads.
Be right back after a commercial break.
Nah, we're back.
Nah,
yeah, I just want to go to sleep. Alright, so boom. The victim is Ashley, this 22-year-old fashion student, which at the time... Oh, this is in 01? Oh, so this was in 01. The killer got found in 2019?
Bro, what?
Yeah, pretty much. He was like a prime suspect for like 15 years.
Yo, and then he probably to get out of it.
Nah, look up why he was a prime suspect. Like, it's so nasty.
Mm.
Why was Ashton Kutcher a prime suspect in the Ashley?
I feel like he did it.
No. We gotta wake up. This is a good wake up.
Because I don't feel like...
Look, the timeline is the crazy part.
All right, in February, Ashton was supposed to take her out for a date. He called her, no answer. Around 10:45, he went to her house. He looked through the window. I'm like out of breath from laughing.
Looking through the window is just, all right.
Nasty.
Yes. Yeah.
Next morning, looked through the window, saw what he had thought was spilled wine, knocked, no answer. Is this on his account?
Yeah, this is his excuse for why he didn't.
What
like,
he thought was spilled wine, no answer, so he left. Mm. Admitting that he thought he saw spilled wine was stupid.
She had been brutally stabbed
crazy.
47 times.
But at the same time, though, we all seen Sinners. They thought that nigga was dead, but he just dropped the wine and he threw him outside and he got smoked.
If I had to shoot him bail.
I mean, he definitely did it.
She had been brutally stabbed 47. Oh, he's a sick.
So he thought a cup of wine was just a full bleed out.
That's serious hate. That's serious hate.
That's five bottles of wine.
Serious psychotic behavior.
And he called the police himself.
So I think
this is his girl.
Yeah, it was
that's that, bro. I'm not. I watch enough TV to know that's an act of rage that's associated with like passion. That's a crime of passion. I said there's some murderer.
47.
47. You was mad about something. You went through her phone. You shouldn't have done that.
Bro.
Wait, not calling the police and
I don't
see this is crazy.
So he said he fucked up on his account too. So he said he thought he saw it spill wine, but then he reported the murder.
Yeah.
Bullshit. How did he get around to doing
You're
that?
You're a murderer, my nigga.
No, he called the police when he found out that she was murdered, saying he'd been at the house.
But her roommate discovered the body, but he called it in.
Well, once he just probably called to see, like, listen, I went to the crib, but I didn't do it. Just to get ahead of it.
Dude, this is, like, pretty obvious.
Try to get ahead of it? That's, yeah.
So my theory, let's theorize now. He did that shit. They got him. He was already, was he on That 70s Show by then?
Yeah, one, I bet you that show started, I don't know, it probably started in the 90s.
That 70s Show probably started very early 2000s, though.
'01 sounds like it might have been the year. Fire. He might have got it right after the shit because of the shit. Because he had
That
70s
Show, 1998 to 2006.
He was out of here.
So he was already out of here.
Wow.
So he's a murderer and a pedophile and a bad guy.
And a Hollywood...
And a freak-ass bull.
And probably a Hollywood undercover agent slash mule slash...
Snitch.
He's next.
I never trusted his face.
Minus...
He dipped
the honestly, minus 250. He's clipped.
Leaving the country is definitely... Definitely. It's an admission of something.
Yeah, it's like him and Russell Simmons in Bali right now, just wilding.
And Mila Kunis.
What did Russell Simmons do?
Yeah, break
that What up. Did Russell Simmons do?
Yeah.
You don't... Oh, they kept that from you.
Yeah,
Russell Simmons has been in Bali for like 15 years. Confirmed rapist.
You gotta look up where they fled to.
What?
Confirmed?
Confirmed. I was like, what? Hold on. Yeah, confirmed? For real.
Russell Simmons?
Yeah.
The nigga that had the TV show.
No, that's Run.
But his brother?
Russell Simmons was the head of Def Jam that signed.
Was it Diggy Simmons?
Yeah, their family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ron is different than Russell Simmons.
No, I know. They're brothers, though, right?
They're other brothers.
Or Mandela. Like that.
guys, I know who everybody is we're talking about. Rev Ron is fine. He's just somewhere in Tom's River right now, chilling. Don't worry about Rev Ron.
He's still in the jacuzzi?
Yeah. today was a good day.
Yeah, right.
JoJo's been going through a lot.
With the Lord and fighting spirit,
he still got the hat on.
I've seen
whose house? Run's house.
I've seen every episode. This week. Now she was down the road. He was in.
He was down the way.
Yeah. After this, I'm out of the pod. I just need to get to the bottom of this. Ashton Kutcher is currently in Italy, where he's
How convenient.
This isn't bail, but like they stopped shooting movies in America. They're doing the Jersey shit Netflix, but other than that, like Sinners was shot in Australia.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Why are they doing it?
Because taxes and shit.
Yeah.
It's cheaper to shoot movies and labor laws and stuff. Smart.
They'll actually give you
the fact that they made that shit look like the South and it's really like New Zealand.
Yeah. And the governments of those countries give you like mad breaks on shit because you're going to be spending so much money there.
Yeah, down under.
Yeah. Smart. Shit. Well, I think we woke enough up, man. I almost just fucking passed out on camera, so like out of breath and shit. Let's wrap this shit up. Yeah, we definitely got a lot of fucking clippable moments. Till next time, mucker tons.
Mucker tons.
Deuces.
Mucker tons.
Shit, bro. I was laughing way too hard to be on camera just now.
That was nuts.
If that was live, that would have been like pretty beat.
We would have definitely ended it.
Yeah.
It would have been like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
20
minutes
to
hit.
Yeah. They just end the pod.